just making it easy for the cleanup woman to get my baby's love. Uh-huh.
Talking about organizing. Today in particular, digital organizing. We call it digital decluttering.
And if you do go in through Rosie on the House, the next development phase of this, when you're in a Homezada and you hit your maintenance, let's say you don't know exactly how to do this type of thing, when you click on the actual tasks itself, there is a tutorial on how to do it. And right now that's global information that they just find and fill in. Well, in the very near future, if you come in through Rosie on the House, that's all going to be Rosie on the House content. So you're getting local content to your specific area, specific to Arizona, and not something that, applies to a different type of building material, building practice, oil-fired, whatever.
A Cape Cod home in New Jersey.
Exactly. So it'll just be more localized to our region. And it'll be a roadmap for first home buyers to really understand and manage their home and not get overwhelmed or taken or surprised.
So in particular, we're talking about that app available through Rosie on the House, Homezada. It lets you track your home improvements. Gary was talking about several home improvement projects he's tackled in the past. The templates on the project on the website actually include 40 common home remodeling projects. The templates are already there. They're already built in. The maintenance schedule allows you to enter in as you see fit, but it comes with some pretty generic reminders that kind of trigger you to get it into very specific information about your home. We've talked enough about inventorying and how great it is for inventorying and the built-in templates it's got for that.
Vaughn Payne from East Valley Floors texted and he said, another benefit is a homeowner's claim. You've got that great proof of insurance. Absolutely. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us, Vaughn, one of our certified partners for flooring and one of our great loyal listeners. And Farmer Greg says, can this be used for gardening? He actually has two questions, and yes, when you do a maintenance task, there is a category for gardening and put it in, and a reminder to plant your winter vegetables, a reminder to check for aphids, a reminder to fertilize your lawn, a reminder to change your sprinkler system.
Yeah, right.
So you can absolutely use it for all of your gardening, and he wants to know if he can use it on a rental. When you get the premium service, which is $5 a month, you can have that allows three different properties. So if you've got a home in the desert and you've got a rental across town and you've got a mountain home up in Coconino County, you can manage all three of those with one account.
$5 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And that was one of the biggest selling points for us, because I knew if we had to build our own technology team, develop this, it was going to cost a lot more to the end user, where they've already got it done. It's actually a husband and wife team out of Sacramento, and security, we don't data mine at Rosie on the House, and they don't. Like, if you go in there and sign up, I couldn't tell you, Dad, I could never go in there and look up your information, and they can't either. They've got it all third-party source because we don't like being data mined. We don't like our information being sold private. They don't either. And that was one of their principles they had founding this. This isn't going to be a revenue generator by us selling information. People are going to see the value of the service, subscribe to that. That'll be the revenue generator to continue to enhance the service and the platform and the technology.
Protect your privacy. One dimension of it we haven't even talked about is it, I'll be honest with you, I have not implemented this dimension of it, but there's a whole financial dimension to it as far as tracking mortgage and depreciation and equity in the home.
And I even have our horseshoer scheduled in there because it's not a monthly service. It's every 6 to 8 weeks.
Hard to program that in your head.
It is. So I even put our horseshoeing dates in there just so I don't get caught off guard when he shows up.
Well, there's our invitation for y'all to increase your participation with Rosie on the House for the sake of driving up your quality of life as the Arizona homeowner. And you would have gotten this tip through our website and our subscription newsletter. And if you scroll to the bottom of it, it talks about related content. You know the costs of maintaining your home. That's another whole blog we've written. 10 ways to get organized this year. Another whole new blog. Seven smart ways to store holiday decorations. Everything you need to know to convert your VH tapes to digital. Converting 8mm film to digital by yourself. Find trusted Arizona contractors. This is all right there at the bottom of the page where we have just covered how you can get your home digitally inventoried and decluttered.
And managed and maintained and scheduled for big repairs when it's time for the new roof, the new air conditioning. Your windows are delaminating and falling out because they were a cheap vinyl, whatever the case may be. Then, at the point you're moving, you can actually sell it and you can get a market report. There's a one-time charge for that tells you everything that's selling around, that's listed and selling around your neighborhood, so you can competitively list it and get the biggest bang for your buck. I really think on a 30-year timeline, this is going to change the lending and home inspection industries when it comes to home mortgage and financing.